Exclusive. Vegan Democrat in Colorado Ranching District has long record of anti-meat advocacy. By Jasmine Jordan on May 27, 2026. Democrat Manny Rutinal is running for Congress in Colorado's 8th Congressional District, which includes one of America's top agriculture-producing counties and a major oil-producing region. While his record shows years of vegan advocacy and criticism of animal agriculture. A clip provided exclusively to Breitbart News from Rutinal's appearance on the CityCast Denver podcast shows him discussing his vegan lifestyle. Rutinal said he is a more flexible vegan now. But when asked if that meant eating meat, he said, typically not. In a 2022 TikTok, Rutinal described fantasizing about a long, beautiful life when he sees women around his age at the airport. He also imagined falling in love with a woman at Trader Joe's if they reached for vegan chorizo at the same time, calling it romance of the highest form. Rutinal's veganism has long been central to his public activism. In a photo published by the Independent Florida Alligator, a shirtless Rutinal is seen holding a People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals (PETA) sign comparing the water used to produce 1 pound of beef to a number of showers. The Independent Florida Alligator wrote that Rutinal promotes the Student Animal Alliance by promoting veganism. Rutinal said it's easy to remember to turn off a faucet while you soap or brush your teeth, but animal agriculture accounts for more environmental problems than any other sector of the environment. In order to go green, you have to eat green, Rutinal said. 1 year earlier, Rutinal dressed as a pig and roamed around campus for National Hug a Vegan Day. According to the Washington Free Beacon, while attending Yale Law School as a Law, Ethics and Animals Program Fellow, Rutinal called animal agriculture a horrific, exploitative, sick industry and proposed a plan to push farmers away from the meat industry. The outlet also reported that he founded and led Climate Reform, an organization that helped schools and hospitals transition to plant-based meals and pushed for tax increases on meat, dairy, and eggs. Rutinal also started a petition calling on Popeyes to offer a plant-based menu and testified to the Connecticut legislature that the globe must dramatically shift away from animal products. His campaign now puts that record in direct contrast with Colorado's 8th Congressional District, where he is running against Republican incumbent Representative Gabe Evans. The district includes Weld County, one of America's top 10 agriculture-producing counties, Colorado's leading producer of beef cattle and dairy, and a county responsible for 26% of the state's agricultural output. Weld County has roughly 4,000 farms and 2.5 million acres, with 75% devoted to farming and raising livestock. According to the USDA, Weld County is home to 545,480 head of cattle and 129,426 sheep and lambs. Weld County is also America's highest producer of lamb by market value. RNC spokesman Zach Kraft told Breitbart News, low-energy soy boy Manny Rutinal has been on a lifelong mission to dismantle Colorado's meat industry. He won't rest until the entire state is forced to eat vegan with him. So he has a sliver of hope of finding love in the veggie aisle instead of creeping on women in the airport. Rutinal's environmental agenda has also extended beyond ranching and animal agriculture. In the Colorado State Legislature, Rutinal created legislation requiring state energy producers to reduce emissions from oil production by 60% by 2030. Colorado's 8th Congressional District also produces 4% of the nation's oil and is responsible for thousands of jobs. Rutinal also previously backed a Denver ballot measure, deemed too extreme by the Denver Democrat Party, that sought to ban meat processing plants and the sale of furs. Rutinal is running in a race that has been described as one of the 2026 midterm's most competitive races. Town Hall reported that Rutinal has aligned himself with groups openly hostile to U.S. immigration enforcement, including one that circulated a Google folder titled FCK ICE containing resources to help illegal immigrants avoid arrest. Rutinal also backed a letter calling for the release of illegal immigrant Jeanette Vizcarra, who founded Abolish ICE Denver and has dodged deportation for years. A man who appeared to be Rutinal was also seen in one of socialist New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's social media videos, and posts from Rutinal's account indicated that he was in New York at the time. Evans won Colorado's 8th Congressional District in 2024 with 49% of the vote, receiving 163,320 votes to Carvalho's 48.2%, or 160,871 votes. His margin of victory was 2,449 votes, less than 1 percentage point.